And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. The time now is 7:17 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by the greatest Washington correspondent in the country, the national political editor for the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, Mr. Neil W. McCabe. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, Michael. I apologize if there's a little hum behind me. I'm at the Capitol, and they're power washing the walls. So if you're wondering, so I don't know if they have a power wash powerful enough to clean up this place, but we'll see what they do.
Speaking of cleanup, yesterday there was all this hearsay testimony, or secondhand hearsay testimony, from, in essence, a White House intern slash, you know, low-level staffer, 25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson, who had been worked briefly for Mark Meadows. She made all sorts of secondhand hearsay allegations. You had an exclusive interview with somebody who worked at the White House staff with this person. Tell us what you discovered in that interview, Neil W. McCabe.
Yeah, so Joanna Miller, who now works for Political Action Committee Save America, which was founded by President Donald J. Trump to support election integrity, she worked with Cassidy Hutchinson at the White House. And she was really shocked and dismayed at what Hutchinson was saying. She remembered Hutchinson taking the motorcade to the January 6th rallies and for the president's speech at the Ellipse, riding in the motorcade, jumping out of the car, dancing, celebrating, like completely into it, until she decided it was in her interest to not be completely into it. And the fact that, you know, Hutchinson repeatedly puts herself in the center of everything. White House lawyer, two different White House lawyers are going to this 25-year-old kid and saying, Cassidy, you must stop the president to save the republic. As if. And then, you know, it's like, and then she says, well, how do you know this happened? Says, oh, well, I was standing near them and I was listening to their conversation. So she's listening in on people's conversations. And then two guys are joking around in the White House office after the rally. And if what they said was true, right, it's like, I'm not saying it was, even if they really said it, they were probably just joking around the way guys do. And she just like repeats it like it's the truth. And of course, the Secret Service has got to go, has got to be out of its mind, because if presidents can't trust Secret Service agents to keep their mouth shut, then basically the president is going to start saying, you know what, I don't really need the Secret Service. I think I'll get my own guys. And basically, what else is the Secret Service going to do? Is they're just going to walk around with pens checking for counterfeit bills? The whole thing was such a mess, and it really shows why we need cross-examination. Because when you have a committee, they keep telling us this is a bipartisan committee, but every person on that committee was hand-selected by Nancy Pelosi. And there was no cross-examination. There was no challenging of her story. She basically just says things that she thinks happened. She's speculating. Like, I saw a headline in the Washington Post this morning that said that, Trump aide says Trump wanted to lead armed protesters to the Capitol. Now, that's even a stretch. It's just, the whole thing was just bizarre. It was just so bizarre.
And what's interesting about this, Neil W. McCabe, is the way the mainstream media and even Fox News breathlessly reported these, quote, bombshell revelations. I mean, this wouldn't make it through 10 minutes of an actual court proceeding.
I'll tell you right now, and I've dealt with the editor, this would never make it at the Tennessee Star. I'll tell you that.
Neil, don't you think this puts enormous pressure on Merrick Garland, because the Democrats are going to want Merrick Garland to indict President Trump, but the fact that only one side has been presented without, as you say, any cross-examination, Merrick Garland won't be able to run a trial like that. There'll be cross-examination. There'll be witnesses for the other side, and and Merrick Garland could be made to look very, very foolish. And
I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Listen, Crom, everyone who's listening to me who's been in the military is familiar with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 134. Article 134 is the last article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it basically says, we're going to charge you with something, but we haven't thought of the charge yet, but it's bad. So it's like, after all the listing, all these offenses, they say, in case you did something that's bad, but we couldn't think of it and we don't have a name for it, we're just going to charge you with 134. It's a catch-all, right? Well, regular civilian law does not have a catch-all that says, we don't have a law against this, but we're just going to charge you anyway because we don't like you.
That's pretty much where the J6 committee is. Speaking of military matters, Neil W. McCabe, you've done some outstanding original reporting on this Tennessee National Guard issue. There is a rally today at 11:30 at the Capitol. About 400 members of the Tennessee National Guard tomorrow are about to be dismissed because Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says you got to get a COVID-19 shot to remain in the Tennessee National Guard. Governor Bill Lee, as the commander-in-chief of the Tennessee National Guard, apparently is doing nothing to stop that. What have you discovered in this story, Neil W. McCabe?
Yeah, well, this is going on in Tennessee and in other states, and you know, basically, Bill Lee is just rolling over with the Biden administration in their push to get maximum COVID-19 vaccinations. And when I say maximum, what I mean is two shots for the Moderna and Pfizer, or one shot of the Johnson. Imagine you took the Johnson only to find out it's so dangerous we can't give it to people anymore. But, I mean, sorry. Yeah. Sorry we ordered you to take this poison. And so...
our bad, you know, right?
Yeah. So the Army, each of the services has their own program and deadline. And so the Army deadline is June 30th. Now, for the Army Reserve and the active duty, that's not an issue. But for the National Guards, it's an issue because they are both funded by the states and funded by the federal government. Sometimes you're on active duty, sometimes you're not. There are full-time people, you know, working at the National Guard in Tennessee. I mean, it would be difficult to find them on a Friday or a Monday, but they're full-timers. They're active duty like anybody else. And so they would fall under what's called Title 10 or under the federal government. So what's going to happen is these guys have to be separated from the Tennessee National Guard, and those separation boards and all of that legal stuff has to be done by Tennessee National Guard legal officers or JAG officers. And so is Bill Lee going to accelerate that, or is he going to do like other governors have done, like Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma? He basically said, we won't do any separation board. We're just going to, and other governors have said, we're just going to slow walk this thing until Biden's not president anymore. And so, you know, it's just going to be such a shame for people who have serious concerns about the vaccine, whether it's medical or frankly religious and moral. And, you know, you give up a military career. Let's say you're in 15 years, you get you're 5 years away from a pension. And basically because of this COVID thing, you know, you have to give up your career when conceivably after the midterms or certainly after 2024, they're going to say, sorry, my bad. They're going to pardon everybody. And they're going to change all the rules.
Crom Carmichael has a question for you, Neil W.
Crom.
McCabe.
Quick question. Sure. So you're saying the Department of Defense, in the absence of going through the due process on the separating National Guard people from their jobs, in the absence of that due process, the Department of Defense can't just simply stop paying them?
Well, what happens is if you're this Title 10 is federal and Title 32 is state. Right. So if I'm in the Tennessee National Guard, Army National Guard, and I drill, when I drill on weekends, I'm under state control. Right. If there's a flood or a tornado or some kind of emergency response where the governor mobilizes the National Guard and sends them to put out sandbags or whatnot, or the National Guardsmen or across Tennessee who helped out with the response to COVID under the direction of the governor? Well, that's governor. That's the governor's business. That has nothing to do with the federal.
Neil W. McCabe, an outstanding report. Keep us posted on this, if you would, please. And thanks so much for that excellent reporting, Neil W. McCabe.
Take care, guys.
All right, there you go. Have it.
That was interesting. That last part is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
If they slow walk it, then
and the governor could do that, but doesn't look like he's going to do
that.
Well,
we'll
find out. All right, that's it for this segment. We'll have more when we get back. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael. That was Neil W. McCabe, our national political correspondent. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.